Henry Wadsworth Longfellow was known as America's poet. His poetry had power to do things, to make things happen. People looked to him to unleash the power of his poetry to further their own causes. The abolitionists used his poetry to rally Union forces to fight for the freedom of those shackled by cruel chains of slavery. Even Longfellow's pastor suggested his most famous congregant might write a Christmas poem for the congregation. Longfellow seemed to find the request lacking in perception, telling his wife, "Christmas is already a poem." Did the pastor misunderstand poetry, or was it Christmas that remained veiled to him? Is Christmas a poem? What is poetry and what does it do? What does understanding poetry have to tell us about Christmas and what Christmas does? Another great poet, T.S. Eliot, said, "It is the test that genuine poetry can communicate before it is understood." We are all familiar with the events of the Christmas story and the words that relate them. Joseph went up from the city of Nazareth to Galilee to David's city called Bethlehem in Judea. While they were there, the time came for Mary to have her baby. She gave birth to her firstborn child, a son, and wrapped him snugly and laid him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn. But do these words, can any words capture the full meaning of that holy night? In comparison to what happened that night and to what Christmas would do to forever change the world, these words seem as frail as the baby lying in the manger. Maybe we should see Christmas as poetry. Maybe we can experience what it does, whether we fully understand its meaning or not. It might seem like Christmas doesn't really do much. A lot goes into the planning and preparation for Christmas. It takes a lot of effort and usually costs a lot of money. Yet, when it's over, we tend to feel a big letdown. Not much has really changed. There is no peace on earth. Hate is strong and mocks the song of peace on earth, goodwill to men. Rachel Mann asked this question about poetry. What if poetry's abiding power lies in its doing nothing? That is said not to limit the wider effects of poetry. There's no doubt it can stir strong responses, even at political or social levels. At the same time, maybe poetry has a power to lead us closer to God, precisely by doing nothing. Maybe the power of Christmas, like that of poetry, is found in simply letting go of all utilitarian purposes and just allowing it to do nothing. This nothing is not an absence of action, rather it's a fullness of providing space of discovery and imagination and a fresh connection. This nothing waits to happen. It has been suggested that poetry has the potential to open up that creative and empty space. This is the sort of space that invites the harried reader, heckled by all kinds of other discourse, each which seeks to accomplish some particular end, into a void where all utilitarian ends are refused and language is celebrated and experienced in all of its contemplative glory. In short, Christmas, like poetry, can help us enter into the depths of empty space. Through the words we say, the objects we see with our eyes and hold in our hands, a prayer-like attentiveness awakens within us, so that we might dwell in the silence of this holy night and encounter God here. This manger and the baby lying in it can draw us into the mystery at the heart of the matter, God, the ineffable, the definitive other, has come to dwell among us. In a defense of poetry and other essays, Percy Shelley wrote, "Poetry lifts the veil from the hidden beauty of the world and makes familiar objects be as if they were not familiar." Many would agree that Christmas has the power to lift the veil of the hidden beauty and mystery of our faith, offering access into the very presence of God. What lies in the manger, wrapped snugly in swaddling clothes, is the veiled mystery of Emmanuel, God with us. Here at this lowly stable, what is being communicated, what is happening here, is sheer poetry. Christmas is beyond our understanding. Here, all utilitarian ends are refused, and we enter the mystery and abandon ourselves to God. As in creation, where unspoken truth is spoken everywhere, at this table, in this holy space, where nothing happens, we enter into the mystery of God's abiding presence. It is in a nothingness that lifts the veil and creates a path by which we are moved beyond words and into the divine mystery. Sometimes it does take nothing to do something nothing else can do. Christmas is our poem. It is our poetry, and our poetry lives. Because our poetry lives, we will once again hear the bells on Christmas Day, their old familiar carols play. Because our poetry lives, we are the poets, and ours is a voice, a chime, a chant sublime, singing on Christmas Day and every day, loud and deep. Peace on earth, goodwill to men.